Millions of feet of lead pipes deliver water in the U.S., posing a risk most often for Black and Hispanic and low-income communities. As part of his infrastructure plan, President Biden wants to spend $45 billion to replace every lead pipe in America. Well, Newark, New Jersey is already on its way to replacing lead pipes in that city. In 2018, Newark was being compared to Flint, Michigan, after elevated lead levels in the water forced residents to switch to drinking bottled water. The advocacy group, the Newark Education Workers Caucus, and the Natural Resources Defense Council sued the city. And today, Newark is well on its way to removing more than 18,000 lead service lines. Yvette Jordan is a high school history teacher in Newark Public Schools and chair of New Caucus, as it's called, and she joins us now. Yvette, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. How did all of this begin for you? When did you realize this was a problem?
Well, actually, in February of 2018, I was sitting in a meeting with New Caucus, and somebody attended our meeting from NRDC and said to us really bluntly, "Are you aware there is lead in your water?" And we said, "What?" So we were flabbergasted about that. And they said, "Yes, we informed your mayor. He is ignoring it. And unfortunately, we feel that a federal suit should be filed." So that's what happened in February of 18.
In 2018, according to the city's water quality report, lead levels at several sites were above 47 parts per billion. No amount of lead is safe, but this was several times higher than what the EPA allows. At the time, the mayor was insisting that Newark was not Flint. What did that insisting that it was not a problem say to you?
Well, that was upsetting. And since my home was one of those houses over three times the federal action level, I was extremely upset. So I feel that knee-jerk responses and denials is really bothersome, and it has no place in what we are trying to do, which actually is inform everybody there is no safe level of lead.
What do you think it was that pushed the change?
There were a confluence of events. So there were these lead exceedances. At the same time, our mayor was running for office in May. So at the same time, Amazon is looking for a regional hub. At the same time, Newark is being gentrified. And at the same time, the Video Music Awards are coming here. So our mayor is, I'm sure, saying, "Well, I don't want anybody thinking we have lead in our water. We've got to do something." So millions of dollars were infused by the county as well as the state for lead service line removal. However, unless the community was not advocating for change, I don't feel any of it would happen.
Well, to your point here, many municipalities are taking a page from your city. Typically, the cost of replacing a lead service line ranges anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. This costs nothing to residents, not directly, but the city had to borrow $120 million to make this happen, as you kind of laid out.
Right.
So this is not cheap. If President Biden's infrastructure plan is not passed, what would convince cities to spend that kind of money based on this experience that you just had with your city?
Well, first of all, lead is a potent neurotoxin, and it impacts our children and our infants. So if we're thinking of the succeeding generations, right, this is foundational, right? Water is life, and we must understand that.
How do you talk about this with your students? I mentioned that you're a high school history teacher.
When all of this was happening, actually, I was teaching intro to social justice. And I use this as a case study as well as other areas in our country. But my students who have experienced some of this in terms of you've got to filter your water and flush were angry, anxious. So educating them and letting them know use of your voice is really power. And that's what I try to convince residents about and my students about.
Before I let you go, Yvette, Newark is now being hailed today as a model for other cities. What do you say to other cities out there?
I say, don't allow local officials to deny what is needed in your community and have these knee-jerk minimization of the problem responses, because you have to understand no level of lead is safe.
Yvette Jordan is a high school history teacher in Newark Public Schools and chair of New Caucus, which sued the city of Newark to replace more than 18,000 lead service pipes. Thank you so much for talking with us.
And thank you.